In our 1 p.m. hour, we talked with one of the individuals who represents Indianapolis and Marion County in Congress, Representative Andre Carson. We now are joined by the other Republican, Representative Susan Brooks. Congresswoman, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm headed back from a great Connect with Your Congresswoman event in Greentown in Howard County. And I was really pleased how many people came out to see us and to visit with us and share their concerns.
And I'm willing to bet you nobody asked about the Colts and the Pacers, and all they wanted to talk to you was Syria. Am I close?
Well, that was certainly top of mind. It has been all week. I would say that and the Affordable Care Act are probably the two hottest topics right now.
Is it fair to say that you're hearing from people in your district the same kinds of things that Congressman Carson said, that Americans are deeply concerned about the situation in Syria, and you can't pigeonhole where people think? Democrats are all over the board. Republicans are all over the board. Liberals are all over the board. I even hear the Tea Party. Party is all over the board. Is that what you're hearing and seeing, Congresswoman?
Well, I am. I did in Greentown, that's for sure. I would say that the larger majority of callers and emails we received, both in our district office and out in D.C., have been more opposed, but for a whole variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have, I'm going to be heading back. We've changed our schedule this week, going back for one of those classified briefings. I just have a lot of questions that need to be answered before I make a decision.
In your previous life, you, as United States Attorney, was privileged to see confidential information, to see security information. So when you go to those briefings and see the intelligence, you're going to be looking at it with that experience eye?
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity, you know, to they've been having briefings all week. I have had that experience in the past.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm a bit disappointed about, and I wish that we can and should have figured this out, you know, there are ways that we can have secure telephone conversations. We used to do it when I was in the Justice Department, and for some reason, Congress hasn't quite figured out how to do that yet. We actually have to go and have in-person briefings, which I appreciate, and in-person is always better. But while we've been out across the country, I wish they had figured out a way to have had it done by phone as well.
They couldn't. They could not have utilized the expertise of our military and borrowed a few military bases somewhere?
Well, that or even the secure areas of the FBI.
Yeah.
So I have mentioned that, but, you know, I think they had already set up all these briefings for people to come in. And so I welcome the opportunity. I'm pleased. I assume Congressman Carson is as well, that the president has consulted with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, he is the commander in chief, and I appreciate that. But I think that he did need to hear from the American people what we wanted. Now, I'll tell you this, because this is not the first time that I believe that Assad has used chemical weapons,
right.
I really believe we should have had these discussions before this incident occurred. So that's been one of my frustrations as well. We, before we left in August, you know, we should have maybe had more of a plan in place and more of a coalition developed. That is one of my greatest concerns, is the time we have now given Assad to move these chemical weapons around and or to give them to enemies like Hezbollah and Iran. So that's what I'm very concerned about. Have we now waited too long to really affect an effective military strike?
I know you have, and we talked to Congressman Carson about this a little bit, and I know because there's stresses among progressives, there's stresses among Democrats on this issue. I know there are stresses among Republicans, there's stresses among conservatives, including some that are talking the kind of isolation, the isolationism that I only read about in history books. And as I told Congressman Carson earlier, I think we know that Syria, these guys, this has been a rough and tough military going back to the 50s and 60s when they were supported by the old Soviet Union, now supported militarily by Russia. The Hezbollah hangs with them, and Hezbollah is no joke. Al-Qaeda kind of hangs with them. These guys, you know, and the worry is, okay, if we, you know, lob some cruise missiles or something at Syria, will they strike back at Israel? Will Iran want to act a fool? Will Hezbollah want to act a fool? This is serious business. And that's why I get the sense the American people are really looking at this issue, and they're looking at it very seriously.
They absolutely should be. You know, I know everyone's talking about the term war weary, but we are, the country is very tired after being in Afghanistan and Iraq, and not just about the resources we spend there, but the men and women's lives, how they've been changed and those lives have been lost. And so we need to know what the strategy is. What is the plan? What is it we expect going forward, and how prepared are we when retaliation happens? And I think we should expect retaliation. And I think a great concern, a lot of House freshmen, Democrats and Republicans, both visited Israel in August while we've been on the August recess. And we stood on the Syrian border in the Golan Heights and heard the explosions happening at the time. It's the closest I've been to battle or have been to seeing where the conflict is. And we have grave concerns for what Iran might do to Israel, and or how the Syrian conflict won't spill over into Israel's borders. Israel has been working hard to keep that conflict out of their borders. They take Syrians in to treat them for medically, but they are working hard to keep that conflict out of their borders. But I am very concerned for Israel and for its safety. Iran is, I think, a significant, as everyone and I admit, an existential threat to Israel, and they are developing at even faster pace than most people realize a nuclear capability, not just to attack Israel, but I am afraid to even attack the United States. And so these are all questions that the administration, the Defense Department, the State Department, Intelligence Department of the administration have to answer for us. How prepared will we be? Where are the chemical weapons? How can we assure that a strike will keep them out of those chemical weapons going to Hezbollah? There are a lot of issues. It is really a mess, to be honest, Amos.
I know that the Speaker Boehner yesterday said that he would support the president's position. And in talking to Congressman Carson, he says on his side of the aisle, you know, he's one of those assistant whips, whatever whips do. But if this is a conscience vote on his side, is this as your leadership determined that this is a conscience vote on the Republican side?
Well, I'm going to be on a conference call later today with leadership. And, you know, I've obviously seen what leadership has said to us and to the American people. The speaker and the leader, I think, are both. You know, I recognize and appreciate that the president is the commander-in-chief, and ultimately it is his decision. But in order to take a vote that I am comfortable with and what I believe my constituents, how I believe they would want me to take, I don't have enough information yet to make that decision. And that's what I'm hoping these classified briefings give me, and then I hope I'm able to articulate whatever decision I make. I've not made my decision up yet.
I know people are calling. You said your office is here in Indiana and in Washington. I know they're passionate. Are they being respectful?
Yes, yes. I would say people are being respectful. You know, this is probably the most important vote I will take yet as a new member of Congress. And we're going to weigh all of the options so very carefully, because it does affect our country in a significant way. It affects our allies in incredibly significant ways. I have very big concerns, and I voiced in one other briefing that we had with the administration on Syria many months ago, the number of refugees that are pouring into other allied countries, such as Jordan and Turkey. And those governments could become unstable as well if we don't deal with all of the refugees pouring out of Syria into those countries. I am disappointed that I think we are late in this respect. I wish the president had worked with the rebel opposition a couple of years ago, but that didn't happen, so we've got to deal with reality now. And I wish our concern is what government will be left I've talked with a number of Syrian Americans in the district, and have they actually visited with me back in January. I actually visited with them again last night to hear what they are saying, hearing from their families. They believe there is the opposition government, you know, can be formed, and that there are enough people that are willing to step up and are continuing to fight against Assad. So they are obviously very much in favor of a strike because they believe Assad must go. My concern is with the strike doesn't necessarily mean Assad goes.
Well,
so what are the plans to get rid of Assad?
Well, Congresswoman, in the minutes that we have been talking, all of my phone lines are now jammed like I-69 during rush hour. And guess what they all want to talk about? So I'm going to break away. I'm going to let you go. And you can probably listen as you're driving around the district, because this will be the first time that we will start to hear from our listeners and our audience how they feel about this issue. And we'll have more of that discussion also on Friday.
Well, I appreciate it. I will listen to your callers as we are listening to people who are calling in. They can call or email us at SusanWBrooks@mail.house.gov. We want to hear from people and hear what their rationale is, not just say, you know, how they want us to vote, but why. It's very helpful, and I appreciate their concerns. It's a difficult time for the country.
All right. Congresswoman Susan Brooks, thank you very, very much. We wanted to make sure that we heard both of our elected congressional representatives that serve the people of Indianapolis and Marion County today on this very serious issue.